Procter & Gamble's tide is wonderful. Brings the housewife delight. So because they know how good it is, there'll be no commercials tonight. But I wanted to say,
T-I-D-D-Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you a better washing job than any soap on earth, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story by Edna Skelton Borzage entitled The Little Christmas Tree, and it stars Red Skelton.
This is the nicest way we've ever started off our show. I have blank paper in front of me. Let's see what we're supposed to do. Well, we better get inside to the theater and start our Christmas show, right?
Hey, look who's coming down the street.
Oh, the star of our show. Let's go, Mr. Fred.
Well, I'm going to get the costumes ready.
Yeah, I'll go round up the actors.
Now, hurry, Junior. You're the star of the Christmas pageant, and you don't want to be late.
I'll be late if I want to. I don't go for your sissy stuff playing with girls on the stage, my goodness. Why, if this ever gets back to the Skunk Patrol, I'll be demoted from a stinker to a sniff.
You should be proud to be in the show.
No, I'm not. I'm scared.
Well, what is there to be afraid of?
The audience. You sat out there with them big eyes and they stare at you. And those ladies with them long red fingernails, you know. I tell you, I changed my mind. I don't want to be in the play.
Well, you're going to be in it,
No, now you make me get in the play. I'll bang my head on the sidewalk. That's what I do.
You're wasting your time, Junior. We've been trying to pound something into your head for years.
Yes. You sure love me, don't you?
Now, I'm telling you, you better stop acting like this.
Yeah.
If Santa hears about it, well, that's all.
Well, maybe he won't come this year. Maybe he's still stuck in our chimney. Last year, I put a bear trap in there. Hey, does he bring everybody something?
If you've been good, he brings you nice things.
Oh?
If you've been bad, he brings coal and puts it in your stocking.
Real?
Mm-hmm.
Shake hands with new John L. Lewis. Hey, I banged my head while I go on the sidewalk and it hurt.
That's a good boy.
Yeah.
Now, be good and stop crying. No. Your eyes will be all swollen.
No.
And you won't be able to see your presents tomorrow.
Well, hey, I got you a nice present.
Well, I hope it was nothing expensive.
Well, I had to barbecue me piggy bank, but it only happens once a year, you know. And I figured you ain't worth a dime. Hey, I know what Pop got you. You know that perfume you won?
That $60
yeah.
bottle? Oh, no, he shouldn't have.
He didn't.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. We've been waiting for you. Do you know your lines, Junior?
I know them frontwards and backwards.
Good.
But I'm so scared they'll probably come out sideways.
Good evening,
Lorraine,
Junior.
Oh, hiya, Mr. Fred. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's sure, that's apartment.
Well, here's your Christmas tree costume.
Do those lights work?
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, they don't? Good. This Christmas I'll get lit up before Pop does.
These wires don't have any shorts in them, do they?
I have shorts on.
So we wouldn't want Junior to get electrocuted.
Oh. Good heavens, no. He's wearing his good suit.
Yes.
Well, come on. Shall we get dressed, Junior?
Yeah, why did I have to be a tree? I wanted to be something else. Why can't I be an angel?
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Well, they are. Well, now we'll see how it fits.
Okay.
Right over your head.
Oh, there. Now it's on. Let's see how I look. Where's the mirror? Let's see me. Let me... Oh, look. Me legs are sticking out.
Oh, well, they're supposed to. They're supposed to be the tree trunk.
Oh, well, this is the first time I ever see a knock-kneed tree trunk.
All right, on stage, Junior. Places, everybody. Flash Dave Rose to play the Christmas Overture.
Dear ye, it's time for a Christmas story. Our story begins in a forest where giant redwoods and tiny fir trees grow. This story is of a little Christmas tree who heard the voice in the whispering wind.
Each living thing is here to serve a purpose. Now you are growing in Mother Nature's storehouse.
But soon man will come and take you away. Some will become houses, churches, furniture. But regardless of how you may be used, remember it is my will that you serve well.
I remember that voice so well. And one day, three men did come into our peaceful forest. And they rode in on horseback, and they were tired and dirty.
Come on, horse boy!
Then why don't you say stop?
That's why I don't say stop.
Are you okay?
Yeah, help me get my head out of this gopher hole. You got the gopher. I'm in this hole.
Well, why don't you get rid of that stupid horse?
Well, what do you mean, stupid? This horse is smart. This is Silver's brother, old Stainless Steel. Hey, look down there in that little town. That sure looks pretty, don't it? All them trees. I like the way they got them decorated, too. Men hanging from them. You know? Pardon me. I get kind of lonesome this time of year.
Are you going to spend Christmas with your pa?
No, it's hard to get in Alcatraz, you know.
Is he still on the rock?
He's been there since it was a pebble. Yep. You sent the G a long time and killed my wife. Well, we're going to miss you around here. You know, every year at this time, I feel like giving, but I ain't got nothing to give. Think I'll go over to the bank, get some money, and split it with you guys.
Why, the bank is closed.
I wasn't going to make out a withdrawal slip.
Well, forget it, did I? You don't have to prove that you've got a kind heart beating under that dirty chest.
Yeah. That's a bad line to use on a tide program, isn't it? Look, boys, I want to give you something.
Well, I don't want it.
You don't know what it is.
It's 20 years in this state, ain't it?
Yeah. Look, I don't know what I get with you, boys. I'll tell you what. I'll get these cards here and deal you a poker hand. And if I get a better hand than you, why, we rob the bank. Hmm? Sorry, I splattered your card there a little. Well, what do you got?
Pair of kings and two queens.
Well, there is a Santa Claus. I got a pair of sixes.
Why, a pair of sixes don't beat two kings?
These do. They got pearl handles on them.
Well, count me out, because number one, it's Christmas time, and number two, you don't know how to rob a bank.
Who do? You. Why, you go in and you stick the gun in a cashier's face and say, Merry Christmas. Trick or treat.
You're no good, did I?
Well, now, don't say that.
Watch this. I've heard about you having a pistol duel with a horse thief.
Yep, I did. A horse, too.
Did I? Why don't you reform and take home an honest man's pay?
Well, you show me where he hides and I'll take it home, boy.
Did you fight this horse thief an honest duel?
Yep, I even let him have the first shot. Then I stepped from behind that big tree and plugged him.
Well, I don't know about you fellas, but I'm reforming. There's too much stealing in the world.
Yeah, hey, did you hear about the honest election over in Russia?
No, I didn't.
Five guys didn't vote for him. They did give him nice services, though.
Look, now, Mother Nature's provided a way for us to earn our keep and not steal it.
You going loco, boy?
No, but it'll soon be Christmas. Come on, let's chop down a lot of trees and go down and sell them to the city folks.
Well, no, them trees are awful big.
Well, we'll chop the little fir trees.
Fir trees?
Yeah.
Fir trees?
Fir trees?
Boy, what they won't think of next. Can you imagine going out in the backyard and picking a dozen oranges and a couple of mink poops?
What do you say, Deadeye?
Yeah. I'll tell you, you see that one little tree up there on that hill?
Yeah.
That guy kind of take a liking to that one. Let's go get it, huh?
Say, ain't we got enough trees, dead eye?
Yeah, makes you feel kind of stupid when you get the wrong fuse, don't it? Huh? there's that one little tree up there, that special little tree. Yeah, somebody bought that one. I want to get it.
Hey, look, Jedi, we've been climbing for that tree for 3 hours. I'm mighty hungry.
What are you griping about? My hands are frozen. Yeah. I've been holding my pants up with my teeth, and that ain't easy.
Why?
No teeth. I'll forget about food. Think about something else. Think about women.
I'd rather think about food.
Than women?
Yeah.
Boy, I hope I never get that hungry. Hey, that one little tree over there. Let's get that one and we'll call it a day, huh?
What's that black thing walking around underneath it? It looks like a bar.
Now, we get hungry. You think you see food? At the Mirage.
Well, it sure looks like a bear.
I tell you, it is a mirage. Of course, some mirages are noisier than others. Look, you go make friends with that bear while I get that little tree.
Why go looking for trouble? Oh, he's coming toward us.
Well, make friends with him. You know, my brother made friends with a bear once.
The bear liked him, huh?
He must have. He ate all of them. I'm going to fix that bear right now. This six-shooter's going to make him lay down and rest. Here, okay, I'll lay down, but give me my gun back, bear. Boy, look at that bear run. How you coming with that tree?
I'm working like a little beaver.
We'll take bigger bites.
Come on, let's go. We got to sell these trees.
So along with a lot of other little trees, we were loaded on a flat car on the railroad, and we were taken to the big city. And there we stood, looking at the tall buildings, so different from the tall mountains and the stillness. And then people by the thousands walked through this man-made forest. And they argued about my price. And the widow man who was selling the Christmas trees was so unhappy. Well, here I am. That's, here I am, old Clem, the Christmas tree man. They call me a Christmas tree man because my head goes to a point. Boy, business sure is bad, too. And I got a feeling that after tonight, it's going to get worse. Boy, my head is freezing. My ears must have come untied again. Ooh, it's getting colder by the minute. Frosty the snowman just went inside to get warmed up a bit, you know.
Yoo-hoo, fire!
Well, lover girl, howdy. How are you?
My face is frozen blue.
Well, don't worry about it. It'll go back to its normal green. Boy, it sure is cold. Burr. That's what it says. Burr. My goose pimples are working in two shifts, you know. Here, step over by the bonfire. It couldn't understand a word you said. He said ad-lib, so that's the best he could do, I guess. You feel warmer?
Nope.
No, you don't. Maybe I should light the fire, huh?
Haven't you lit the fire?
Well, no. I figured the logs would last longer this way.
Well, here's a book of matches.
Hmm?
I said, here's a book of matches.
Have you read it? That's too bad she didn't get that. I didn't care much for it myself, man.
You think Santa will bring you something that you really need?
No, I've given up asking for brains. Now, right here, I had a good joke about Truman, but I figured it was Christmas and I'd lay off of him tonight. Say, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, we don't have a tree yet.
Well, pick out one. Pick out one, girl.
Okay. How about that 6-foot fir?
Oh, you don't like that tree, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're just saying that to be polite. Ain't you one of the best trees?
Oh, gee. Look at that handsome man in that Cadillac.
How do you know he's handsome, man? He hasn't got out of the car yet.
Any man in a Cadillac is handsome.
Well, Mr. O'Connor, Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Jingle bells, you know, that sort of stuff. Merry Christmas. You want to buy a tree?
Well, that depends. What do you have in a real cheap tree?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you have in a real cheap tree?
Termite.
Termite?
What do you expect, Al? What do you want to pay?
Well, what have you got for about $2?
$2?
$2. Mm-hmm.
There's a nice hairy broomstick over here.
No, I need a tree. Now, let me look at something for $2.
Well, that's kind of high for a look, but if you can afford it, okay.
Now, if you've got anything cheaper than $2, I'll take it. Well, what do you have?
Here's 40. Here's a package of seeds, but I don't think they'll sprout by tomorrow.
Boy, you sure got some scrawny stuff around here.
That's my girl you're looking at.
Yeah, she's really something.
I've heard that before, but what?
Maybe I could help you kick out a tree, Mr. O'Connor.
Well, let's not get sickening about it. Say, how about this brown tree over here? I can let you have that one for $2.
A brown tree?
Yes.
Well, I've never heard of that before. Is it something new?
Oh, no, no. It's very old. Very old. That was left over from last year. I could give you, though it has no needles on it, you know. Of course, I could give you a bottle of glue. Here's one already decorated. How about that?
That's an orange tree.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought those light bulbs were a little juicy.
This is a nice little tree. How much?
This one here, well, I'll tell you what. That's kind of a special little tree. Mm-hmm. I'll let you have that one for $5.
All right, I'll take it.
Good. Now, if you need any more, just let me know. I'm open here the year around.
And so, someone bought me, and I was taken to a beautiful living room. And everyone seemed to be so happy. There was Christmas music in the air.
Thank you. Archive presents part two of The Little Christmas Tree.
It's Christmas Eve, and we're making the last-minute check of our list to be sure we haven't forgotten anyone. We pause for a second and offer a prayer for our neighbors. We wish all of them a Merry Christmas. The children have hung up their stockings and have been shooed off to bed. In the stillness of the room stands a young fir tree, the tree of the Christ child. The stillness changes our thoughts. We hear the tiny tree speaking.
So now I know that I am a Widow Christmas Tree. But a very confused Widow Christmas Tree, because I don't know why I am here. Why was I chosen from millions of Widow Trees just like me to stand in this room? And although I'm very young, in a few days I will wither away, and the green coat will fade, and the needles will drop off. Why am I standing here all decorated? What good are decorations if the deed is not remembered? They hang decorations on heroes, too. Yet heroes, like Christmas trees, are forgotten, only to be remembered if needed to serve another purpose. Beneath my branches, gifts are placed. They are wrapped in gay colors, tied with bright ribbons. These are the tokens of friendship and the spirit of Christmas from those who give from the goodness of their heart. Shall I stop while you hear the receiver speak?
Oh, here's another package.
Now, who's it from?
From your boss. Wonder what it is.
Maybe it's the thing. I think with all his money, he'd give out with something worthwhile.
Is this why I was brought here? Am I serving me purpose? Is this the true meaning and spirit of giving? Don't they know that Christmas is the birthday of Christ, not a holiday for the greedy? Why am I standing here anyway? What is my purpose? What's that? Something's up on the roof. It sounds like reindeers. Oh, I remember the sounds of their hoofs. I remember how they used to play around me with old branches in the forest. Somebody is coming down that chimney there. Look at that. It's that man.
Merry Christmas! Oh,
they're all asleep. Well, I think I'll just rest for a second. My, what a beautiful Christmas tree.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you. You said I was beautiful, and I said thank you.
By golly. Old Santa's ears are playing tricks on him. I could have sworn that tree spoke.
I did, Santa Claus.
But why in such a sad way? Christmas trees are supposed to be happy.
I can be happy. I was told by a kind voice that I was to serve a purpose. Hey, I can't figure out what it is.
Haven't you ever been happy?
Oh, yes, I was happy back in the forest. I remember how every spring the same birds who flew south for the winter would return to rebuild their homes that the blizzard had destroyed in my branches. And how the wind would blow through the fir, my little branches, and would whisper music. And then the birds would join in and sing. We were the sounds of the earth, a symphony unwritten. I was happy then, because I knew my purpose for being there.
But you're making music now.
I
Doesn't
am.
It do you good to know that you're bringing happiness?
I am.
You just wait until tomorrow morning, when you hear the laughter of all the little children, and how proud you'll be when they dance around you. I wish I could be here to enjoy it with you.
Oh?
You see, I've never seen nor heard the children after I leave their presence.
Oh, well, why don't you stick around, Santa Claus?
Well, for some reason, I've never been invited.
Oh.
It seems that after folks get what they want, Santa isn't needed until the next year when they need something else.
Then why do you keep coming back?
Because the children need someone to put the spirit of giving into their little hearts without greed. I come back each year hoping to find men living not by man-made laws, but by the Ten Commandments. So be happy, little Christmas tree. You do have a very wonderful purpose.
I can't be happy. They cut off my roof. I will be dead in a few days without even knowing my purpose for being here.
Maybe old Santa Claus can help you understand. Tonight, I paid a visit to a place and knocked out two of my reindeer cold. It was dark, and we ran head on into an iron curtain. I should have known I wasn't wanted when I didn't see one Christmas tree to help light my way. There wasn't one child's stocking to be filled. Not one church holding services. And it was a great vast place, all without spiritual guidance.
You mean they don't have churches?
Oh, yes. They have churches and people are free to attend. But if they do, they can no longer be members of the party. And only members of the party receive ration cards. Oh, yes. There are churches. But they're not used for worship, little tree. They're used as museums to belittle the true spirit of giving. Now, do you understand your purpose for being here?
Yes.
As long as you and all other little trees like you can stand in a home at Christmas, the world will know that freedom of man is still here, and that God's prayer, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, is still alive.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. I see it now. I feel so much better because now I understand my true purpose for being here.
Well, I must be on my way.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, little tree. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. For next year and every year. And maybe next year you'll be asked to stay a little longer than just over the holiday. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, and a very Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us, and especially from our sponsors, the makers of Tide, so wonderful to work for, such nice people, to let us do the show without commercials tonight, Procter & Gamble. Merry Christmas.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.